It's an old-fashioned Griswold family Christmas at Raising Cane's.
There it is.
Celebrate with chicken fingers and cane sauce, crispy crinkle-cut fries, and garlicky buttered Texas toast. Happy Christmas from Raising Cane's and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. One love.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The leaders.
Senator Ted Cruz.
Thank you, Chris. It's always great to be with you.
Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker.
Hey, thanks for having us on. I appreciate it very much.
The newsmakers.
Folks like Peter Schweitzer.
Hey, Chris, it's great to be on with you.
Ann Coulter.
Great to be here, Chris. Thank you.
He's colossal. Stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
Their first concern is not for the security and safety of the people of this country. Their first concern is protecting their left-wing behinds.
The Signal Storm Podcast.
So it's come down the last couple of days. Carrie Lake has won some court battles. In particular, a court battle to actually have the challenge that she's leveling in the state of Arizona to the vote count. There apparently are over a quarter of a million votes that some folks in Maricopa County neglected to maintain a proper chain of custody in those ballots. And the left wing said, well, hey, we've had great success with courts ignoring this kind of stuff in the past. We should be able to do this again. And guess what? This judge said, you know, I don't think I'm inclined this time to ignore a huge swath of ballots that don't have a chain of custody. Now, I talked this over with an attorney, and the attorney suggested to me, because I said, well, do you think they could actually just re-vote there in Maricopa County? Could that be a possible remedy? He said, yeah, but it's more likely that if the case is proven, the judge will take those quarter million votes and invalidate them, saying you can't count them. That the margin of victory of Katie Hobbs, the racist Democrat white girl in Arizona, is only 17,000 votes. This would have the net effect, because Maricopa County is filled with a bunch of left-wing anti-American kooks. This would have the net effect of getting rid of those kooks' votes and also the illegitimate votes that they can't confirm were in a proper chain of custody. You don't know where those ballots were, where they came from. That's the problem with not following the rules. So Carrie Lake was speaking with the post-millennial. I guess she was at some sort of event. Maybe it's a Talking Point USA event. Here was Carrie Lake's reaction to the court handing down its ruling here.
Guys, guess what? Christmas came early yesterday. Woo! We are going to trial. This is so historic, and you know what? I couldn't have done it without you. About a little over a day ago, I stood here on this stage and I said, please pray, not just for me, pray for our attorneys, pray for our witnesses, pray for the judge, my goodness. You did it, and yesterday we got great news. We're taking these bastards to trial.
Yeah, you know what? I think when you violate election laws and you violate election rules, I think bastards applies. Doesn't bastard apply to those who would put in doubt not only legitimate votes that were cast even by their own side, but would also possibly partake in malfeasance that would cheat people on my side out of things? Carrie Lake continued her speech before the Turning Point Action crowd. Listen to this.
And I'm so excited because You know that I ran against our own version of Joe Biden here, Katie Hobbs. Basement Hobbs. She ducked out on the debate, but she can't duck out from taking the stand in our trial. She will have to take the stand. Katie Hobbs is going to have to put her hand on the Bible and swear to tell the truth.
Now, she may burst into flames after that happens, because Katie Hobbs is a white racist and a twice confirmed racist. And Katie Hobbs is also dumber than a sack of rocks. But it's the dumbness is not going to make her burst into flames. A leftist pro-abortion sicko like Katie Hobbs, a racist sicko, because of those facts, she may burst into flames.
That might be hard. That might be hard. And so is Stephen Richer. They're going to have to swear to tell the truth. And I just want to remind them that perjury is a felony. So we're really excited. We're really excited. We have an excellent case. Our trial begins Wednesday and goes on into Thursday. And we need you to continue to pray for our team. This is serious stuff, what's going on here, guys. We have a chance to show the world that our elections are truly corrupt and we won't take it anymore. And so we need your prayers.
There it is. Yeah. Today and going into tomorrow, Carrie Lake will be in court. I had her scheduled to speak on the radio show, and because of these developments, she had to cancel on the radio show, which is understandable. I don't want her on my show. I want her in court. So anyway, with Carrie Lake, if she is defeated, and that's very much up in the air because of these proceedings, but if she is defeated, that means there is only one pro-rule of law, one governor who cares about his own people. There's only one governor on the border states that believes in standing up for the liberty, safety, security, and prosperity of our people. And that's Governor Greg Abbott of the great state of Texas. If Carrie Lake doesn't prevail, then Governor Abbott is alone with us behind him. Governor Greg Abbott joins us next in the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Genital mutilation is happening to Texas kids. These abusive medical practices are being pushed by the radical woke leftists in our state. You can go to TexasScorecard.com to learn more and get real news for real Texans.
Folks, as you know, I am your liberty-loving Latino, which you may or may not know, as I used to be in news. I am no longer in news. I am now an opinion host. I am a conservative opinion host. Let me play for you, ladies and gentlemen, a liberal opinion host. Here's ABC's Martha Raddatz.
You talk about the border wall. You talk about open borders. I don't think I've ever heard President Biden say, we have an open border, come on over. But people I have heard say it are you, our former President Trump, or Ron DeSantis. That message reverberates in Mexico and beyond.
Yeah, that's a liberal opinion being inputted into the discussion by ABC air quotes news by Martha Raddatz. She was asking that question of our governor, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who joins us now. Governor, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Ben.
The suggestion that you are calling out bad policies of an open border is what's driving the historic illegal immigration and problems on that border by ABC News, and that your complaints are driving the problem and not the actual problem itself is absurd on its face, is it not?
Of course this is. It's outrageous and is just as cockamamie as these comments you hear coming from the president's spokesman from the press room in the White House, where last night she was saying, be clear, the border is not open. These people are just border deniers. They're trying to hide the truth and the reality of what they've caused, and there seems to be a conspiracy among the White House and the mainstream media trying to hide, first of all, the chaos at the border, but second of all, whose fault it is. We got to go back and lay the fundamentals. 2.5 years ago, under President Trump, we had the lowest number of border crossings in 3 or 4 decades. In just a year, Biden has caused the largest number of illegal border crossings ever. And so this is all President Biden's fault. And also, this stretches back to the time when he ran for president, when he was asked on a debate stage along with the other Democrat candidates, do you support open borders? He said, yes. And he's talked about this, and he's promoted it, and he's effectuated the open border policies that's causing the chaos that we in Texas, and now all of Americans, are seeing every single day.
Right. And of course, Martha Raddatz of ABC News didn't hear when Joe Biden said this in a debate leading up to the election.
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
You should come. That's what he said. And you know, Governor, there have been Democrats in the state of Texas, like the mayor of El Paso, who have been selling out his own voters, their safety and security, to protect Joe Biden. Now, Oscar Leeser has finally seen the light, or somewhat. He's declared an emergency, but now he's inviting the United Nations in to solve this problem that Joe Biden apparently is incapable of solving. My question to you is, what can the Republicans, and you specifically, what kind of help can you give to the people of El Paso who have been sold out by their Democrat leaders?
Well, the help that they are asking for is help to assist them and to further aid the illegal immigrants coming across the border, and that is not our job. We've made very clear the help that we can provide is doing everything Texas can possibly do to reduce the number of people that are coming into El Paso by Texas stepping up and deploying the innovative, never-before-done programs that we're doing, such as building the wall, deploying the National Guard and the Texas Department of Public Safety, arresting and jailing people who are coming across the border illegally, actually turning back and repelling illegal immigrants, and doing things like putting up these container blockades to stem the flow of illegal crossings, and going after the drug cartel activity that's taking place in Texas that's coming from across the border, and then again going after the gotaways. There are an abundant number of issues on the border that involve the public safety of the people of the state of Texas. My job as governor is to protect Texas public safety, not to aid the illegal immigration process that El Paso is doing.
Amen to that. And again, I meant the people, not their government. And I'm hoping that the state of Texas, as the Democrat leadership of El Paso has abandoned their people to protect Joe Biden, that maybe the Republicans can help protect the people of El Paso, because none of those people deserve this. This isn't what these Democrats ran on. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, our guest right now, folks. Governor, somebody that I know you know has sent me, and I'm not going to reveal the source, has sent me information that the Border Patrol is encountering 50,000 illegal aliens per week. They are averaging 15,000 illegal aliens in custody each day, with some sectors at 150% capacity. The 70% of them, according to statistics, are military age men. It's all the harm that's caused by the open borders, the fentanyl, the guns, the cartels militarizing, plus the illegal immigration. At what point do you, as governor of Texas, say no more? Nobody steps foot into Texas illegally again. When do you reach that point?
Well, we've done that. I think you know, Chris, that I've called an invasion under Article 1, Section 10. And if you look at the verbiage of Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution, It allows the state to call an invasion, and it allows the state to deploy military, which we've done, allows the state to use ships of war, which we've done, allows the state to enter into compacts with other states to address this issue, which we have done, allows the state to enter into compacts with foreign governments, which we have done. And so we're using not just the tools that are spelled out in Article 1, Section 10. We've created all new kinds of tools that no state has ever done to respond to this disaster. But to be more specific to the issues that you just raised in your question, we are forced to be into a position because our primary job is to safeguard Texas. Because all the Border Patrol officers are fully occupied, not patrolling the border, but filling out paperwork, that requires Texas to be patrolling the border.
Yep.
Our primary focus now has to be on covering the area where to explain to your audience, by the way, this works. One reason why you see so many people who are crossing, let's say, in El Paso or wherever, the cartels know exactly what's going on. They know that they are fully occupying the Border Patrol, and that leaves open wide gaps where the cartels can smuggle in their fentanyl and their very criminal people that they're trying to bring across the border. We are having to fill that gap that the Border Patrol would typically fill so that we're going to be the ones who are arresting these dangerous criminals, whether it be the Texas Department of Public Safety or the Texas National Guard. We are the ones catching the gotaways that are getting away from the border or the Border Patrol. And so the Border Patrol may be overwhelmed. We're overwhelmed also in trying to do the federal government's job to keep these dangerous criminals from coming into our state.
Depending on how things go in Arizona, you're by yourself as far as being the only pro-rule of law governor in a border state. You got to know the people of Texas are with you, and what you decide to do, I think you're going to have the backing of the vast majority of the people of Texas. If Joe Biden continues this relentless attack on our state, including with Title 42 going away, and as you know, there have been documented cases of China virus positive illegal aliens being released into our state, infecting without our knowledge or consent our citizens. In my mind, it's unacceptable. But the last couple of questions I had for you, Governor, I want you to put your law hat on for me, if you will. A January 6th committee issuing their predetermined criminal referral. As you know, they were all never Trumpers and they were all Democrats on that committee. And so it was a foregone conclusion before they even made it a quote unquote official referral. The lawyers I'm speaking to say that this committee was unconstitutional and unfounded. What do you say?
Well, Chris, listen, I'm going to answer the question, but I got to circle back and also answer the last comment that you made.
Sure.
Texas actually is not the last line of defense. Related to your question, there is another line of defense that is coming into play in 2 weeks, and that is in Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution. It says that Congress is in charge of the immigration laws, and with the Republican Congress taking control in 2 weeks, it's going to be the Republican Congress that can step up and do something about this. There's one powerful tool they have, and that is the power of the budget. They should never allow a budget to be passed that does not include full funding for border security. And if Joe Biden will not sign it, they should shut down the government until Joe Biden steps up and does his job. With regard to the trial, listen, it's the same thing that we're dealing with all along. That trial was nothing more than a show trial. It wasn't any kind of real trial or substantive trial. If nothing else, you could tell that it was a show trial and the result, because they got absolutely nothing done. Some of the people on the panel lost their election. Others are now going to be in the minority. And so they had to hustle out this final result before they lost power.
Yeah, absolutely. Governor, as I said, the state of Texas is with you. All your efforts, I know, are appreciated. And good point about Congress also being able to stand in the gap with you. Merry Christmas to you and your family, sir. Keep us posted.
You too. Merry Christmas, Chris, to you and all of your audience.
Thank you, sir. And that's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm Podcast, my friends. Do me a favor. Check out two websites. First off, TexasScorecard.com. That's TexasScorecard.com. All the big news in the state of Texas. And if it's big news in Texas, it is going to be big news in these United States. As it turns out, Texas and Florida, the main states standing up to left-wing oppression being dished out by the Democrat Party inside of Washington. Another website I want you to visit is ChrisSalcedo.com. That is where you track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV in the morning. That's a talk show. That means you get to call in and give your opinion on stuff. And we rap about things. And there's an app so you can hear it all over the country. And also in the afternoons, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5 on Newsmax TV, Chris Salcedo's show is there. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth not measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. See ya.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.